We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so you heard about this whole thing called Real ID. Real ID is coming. It's coming October 2020. But a lot of folks close to this say you need to start the process now. It can be complicated. It can be a lot of different things. It's not as simple as you might think. Jim Garrity, AAA, West Penn AAA East Central joins us. Hey, Jim Garrity.
Lynn, thanks for having me on. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
Good. So talking about this Real ID thing, definitely something, like you just said, get it, you know, definitely something to talk about now, even though the deadline's more than a year away.
Now, that's part of the problem, though, because if we say the deadline's 2020, October 2020, people are going to feel like they have a long time to get it done, but it's not necessarily a simple process.
Now, definitely not something you want to procrastinate on, because probably the most time-consuming part of it is going to be making sure you have the documents in place. Just to back up and describe Real ID, I think it's something we hear about all the time, and I think people may have a general idea that they're going to need Real ID to fly anywhere in the country or world from an American airport. So Real ID, what happened was post 9/11, in accordance with the 9/11 Commission's recommendation, the federal government set standards for the issuance of these identifications. It's a safety standard that was passed by Congress in 2005. And the rule was, by 2020, every state has to be compliant, every state has to be able to distribute Real ID, and anybody who boards a plane has to have an identification that is Real ID compliant, which is currently these new driver's licenses and ID cards that are being distributed, but also passports and military ID.
So if you have a new license, that could qualify or no?
Well, when you're registering for your new driver's license, you need to be you need to actually register for a Real ID compliant license. And you know, bear in mind that in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania only just became compliant after years of deferring. And these Real IDs only just became compliant or available in Pennsylvania a few months ago because the state was working through, according to PennDOT, the state was working through some laws that were standing in the way, some state level laws. But now you can get your Real ID at a PennDOT Real ID center. And, you know, that's a step in and of itself, finding out how, you know, what might be your best course of action to obtain one. But the first thing we all need to do is, you know, get the documents in order if we need them.
And what are those documents? These are must-have. You have to have these documents.
These are must-have documents. First, you're going to need a proof of identity. That's a birth certificate. And bear in mind that the birth certificate, one for a souvenir birth certificate or one from the hospital, will not be accepted. It has to be an original certified filed with the state. It has to have the raised seal, so you need to make sure you have that. You need to have proof of Social Security, which would, you know, ideally be the Social Security card, but you know, a United States passport. The United States passport also can come in handy. You'll need examples of current physical address, and that could be an unexpired license if you have one. That could be a vehicle registration, an auto insurance card, or even a utility bill with your name and address. And then you're going to need any proof, if you've changed your names over the years, you're going to need any proof of that to kind of draw that lineage. So if you got married, you'll need your certified marriage certificate. If you got a divorce and returned to your maiden name, you'll need the divorce decree issued by the county family courts. You'll need to get these in order for the process, unless you got, and this is the whole system is very, it may seem complicated, but if you received your first Pennsylvania driver's license post September 2003, you may be pre-registered. If you got your first driver's license after September 2003 in Pennsylvania, or your first ID, these documents may already be in the system and ready to go. So that's something you can jump online and actually check out. But, you know, keep in mind, I got my first driver's license after September 2003. And I verified for, or I pre-verified to see if, no, I registered to see if I was pre-verified. And for me, it was a no. So now I have to go through the process of making sure I have all these documents ready to go.
Why did I not know you were such a baby, Jim Garrity? You got your first license post-2003?
Oh, gosh. Every time I bring that up, I always run the risk of a young joke. But
yeah,
that just goes to show that it's not a guarantee that if you are post-2003,
that it's a piece of cake, right?
That it works. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. So you mentioned all these items. You have to have all of those, correct? You got to take all of them with you.
That's correct, and then that's not the end of the process. If you've applied online for pre-verification and you're not in the system, you actually need to take these documents to a PennDOT driver's license center. If you do that, they will image all these documents, and you will receive a Real ID in the mail within 15 days. Or you can go to one of the 12 Real ID centers throughout the state. These are PennDOT centers,
mm-hmm.
and actually get it that day. And in Pittsburgh, the closest Real ID center, and it looks like pretty much the only Real ID center, is the PennDOT location in Bridgeville.
Okay.
The next closest may be Altoona or Erie. There's a center there, and there's a list of them.
Last question, Jim Garrity, before I let you go. If I have a current passport, I have a valid passport, do I need a Real ID?
Your valid passport is Real ID certified, so that counts. But I think, you know, then that brings up the question about is Real ID for me? You know, and it's a very personal decision to go through this process and pay the money to get the Real ID, because you think to yourself, well, do I want to be carrying around my passport everywhere I have to go? Or let's say if I'm a regular business traveler, then maybe the Real ID would come in handy. I don't know
right.
about you, but I lose things, and I would hate to have my wallet and my passport. But even if you're just somebody who may have to travel at some point, or somebody who may want to take a vacation, it might be worth it. It's something worth thinking about.
Let me jump in. We got to go to breakaway to traffic, but you also need them to get into like federal buildings after 2022, correct?
Yeah, that would be a nuclear power sites, anything
like
federal
that.
Court. Right,
okay,
right.
Awesome. Jim Garrity, AAA, thanks so much for joining us today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.